VOA's Tommy McNeil with the Worldwide News Update. Ukrainian officials say that a Russian missile attack in the southern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia has killed at least 13 civilians and wounded about 30 others. Footage posted on Wednesday on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's Telegram channel shows civilians lying in a city street littered with debris. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin held bilateral meetings with his Ukrainian and British counterparts Wednesday before hosting the Ukraine Defense Contact Group one last time.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin at Ramstein Air Base in Germany to host his final Ukraine Defense Contact Group, a group he started here at this base to coordinate international military aid for Ukrainians just weeks after Russia invaded. That cause to support their fight now shrouded in uncertainty. When President Joe Biden leaves office on January 20th, President-elect Donald Trump has not indicated whether he will continue America's leadership of the group. Current administration officials and defense analysts say that could prove catastrophic for Kyiv. The group of about 50 nations has provided Kyiv with more than $126 billion in weapons, training, and equipment. Carla Babb, VOA News, Ramstein Air Base, Germany.
AP correspondent Haya Panjwani describes the path of destruction in Los Angeles, California, where at least five people have been killed.
The Pacific Palisades fire is the most destructive in Los Angeles history. Fierce wildfires are raging in the Los Angeles area, fueled by powerful Santa Ana winds. Residents are fleeing from burning homes through flames, ferocious winds, and towering clouds of smoke. Actor Steve Guttenberg told Sky News what evacuations looked like in Manhattan Beach.
There were mothers trying to find their kids. There were anxiety, panic attacks. It's terrible.
Thousands of firefighters were battling at least three separate blazes. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is VOA News. Israel's military said its forces have recovered the body of a hostage held in Gaza. The military said Wednesday it was identifying additional remains that could belong to another captive. The recovery of 53-year-old Yosef Al-Zayadni from an underground tunnel comes as Israel and Hamas are considering a ceasefire and hostage release deal. The war began when Hamas-led militants stormed into southern Israel on October 7, 2023, killing some 1,200 people and abducting around 250. A third of the 100 hostages still in Gaza are believed to be dead. Gaza's health ministry says Israel's air and ground offensive against Hamas in Gaza has killed over 45,800 Palestinians. Mexico's president is responding to President-elect Donald Trump's proposal to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. AP correspondent Donna Warder.
It was a sarcastic response as she stood before a global map during Wednesday's press briefing. Obviously, the Gulf of Mexico's name is recognized by the United Nations, by a United Nations agency. But why don't we call it Mexican America? Sounds nice, doesn't it? And Sheinbaum noted that the Gulf of Mexico has been called the Gulf of Mexico since 1607. It's unclear if Sheinbaum will be able to build the same relationship with Trump as did her predecessor, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who was considered an ally. I'm Donna Warder.
The AP's Jennifer King reports that a new study finds many freshwater animals around the world are in peril.
Researchers analyzing the global risks to animals that live in fresh water found about one out of four are threatened with extinction. The novel study published in the journal Nature is the first major analysis focused on freshwater creatures like fish, crabs, and dragonflies, examining over 23,000 species worldwide.
24% of species, freshwater species that were measured in this study are shown to be threatened with extinction.
Co-author Ian Harrison is the co-chair of the Freshwater Conservation Committee.
I don't think it is hopeless. It's very challenging.
The study authors say most species face many threats acting together, including pollution, water extraction, agriculture, dams, invasive species, and climate change. I'm Jennifer King.
The funeral services for former U.S. President Jimmy Carter are wrapping up soon. His remains arrived in Washington Tuesday. Thursday morning, he'll be transported to Washington National Cathedral for a state funeral. President Joe Biden, a longtime Carter ally, will deliver a eulogy. That wraps up this update, but the world in news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.